now 17 minutes to nine. The cornerstone of the EU's green energy policy has been described by a former senior advisor to the government as scientifically illiterate. David Mackay was the former chief scientific advisor to the Department for Energy and Climate Change, and he's been speaking to Radio 4's Costing the Earth programme. Its presenter, Tom Heap, joins us now. How important has he been, Tom?
David Mackay is a very significant figure. He's a widely respected physicist, author of Sustainable Energy Without the Hot Air, which is described by Bill Gates, no less, as one of the best books on energy ever written. He rarely spoke out when he was in government, but was clearly frustrated by the competing priorities of policy. Under European policy to promote more renewable energy, we have a target of 15% of energy should come from renewable sources by 2020, and he told me that that target was flawed.
That renewable target is actually scientifically illiterate, and it pushes you in directions that aren't good for value for money, that aren't good for energy security, that aren't good for energy saving, and that aren't good for reducing carbon emissions.
A pretty savage indictment, and he was especially frustrated by plans to convert coal-fired power stations to burning wood, even though this might mean importing some timber from North America. When he voiced his concerns when in government, he remembers some pretty strong language.
The Secretary of State said, oh, and he was concerned and he wanted to do the right thing.
This would be Ed Davey at the time.
It was, and maybe it's maybe I shouldn't repeat his words because my conversations with him should be confidential.
But did he change the policy?
This whole bioenergy project that I described, looking at the life cycle emissions from importing wood from North America, that was a contentious area where I personally decided it was important.
Because you felt that strongly about it. You wanted to tell the minister, look, this is wrong, you're going the wrong way.
I wanted us to understand the consequences of our policy.
David Mackay does believe passionately in the need to decarbonise our energy supply, but thinks this is best done through carbon reduction targets and taxing polluters, even if this results in higher energy prices. And he thinks Labour's pledge to freeze energy bills back in the last government shattered a valuable cross-party consensus.
I thought it was a bizarre thing to suggest that we should freeze energy prices, given that the policies we had developed under Ed Miliband were all about increasing the cost of energy thanks to the use of subsidies for low-carbon technologies and renewable technologies that were being paid for out of energy bills. So the direction of travel that was set under Ed Miliband was for a significant increase in energy bills. So what he was saying, I think, was opportunistic. It was inconsistent with the policies he himself had put in place.
David Mackay, formerly at the Department for Energy and Climate Change, was speaking to Radio 4's Tom Heap. Well, Ed Davey, who was the Secretary of State in that department, is with us in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you were smiling as David Mackay recalled that conversation with you. Do you agree with his assessment that this part of environmental policy, energy policy, is scientifically illiterate?
Well, I certainly agree with a lot of what he said there, particularly, for example, on biomass. I slowed down the programme on biomass because of the advice I got from my chief scientist. And when I negotiated the 2030 targets for the EU, I specifically argued against a second renewable energy target and followed his advice and went for a carbon reduction target, a very ambitious one, which is going to be really helpful in the climate change talks. Where I probably slightly disagree with him, I think the 2020 renewable energy target, which was decided in 2008 under the Blair government...
20%, this is an EU-wide target,
not a UK target.
The 20% of energy should come from renewable sources by 2020.
I think the 2020 target in the real world has been incredibly helpful for business and for the economics. We've seen renewable energy costs, particularly renewable electricity costs, tumble. We've seen the cost of wind go down, we've seen the cost of solar go down, and that's really, really helpful. Under Liberal Democrats in the coalition, we saw renewable electricity treble. Incredible achievement. So we can now go green at a much cheaper price thanks to that target.
All right, but let's just go back to the sort of mathematics of how these targets work and their impact on policy. The essential point that he's making is when you have these sorts of targets, you end up making odd decisions in order to meet them. For example, the biomass project you referred to, this was changing coal-fired power stations into wood-burning power stations and shipping wood across the Atlantic in order to do that. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his model says that it can make sense in some circumstances. If you look at his model, this is the meeting...
To bring wood across the Atlantic and make environmental
Michelle,
sense.
I'm referring to the very meeting he was talking about when he talked to me that there was good biomass, and bad biomass. In other words, there is some wood that you can bring across the oceans, which actually does reduce carbon emissions. And if you look at the contract that Drax has got, which produces a lot of our electricity, and it's turned some of its coal to biomass, that actually is reducing our carbon emissions. The real question for me as Secretary of State was, should we continue with that? Should we expand the biomass program? And with the evidence that David gave me, I said no. By the way, I had to fight the Conservatives on this. The Conservatives wanted an old coal power plant called Egbra to be converted to biomass. And they lobbied me the whole time, from the Prime Minister, the Chancellor. They were desperate, possibly because the power plant was in a marginal Conservative seat. I resisted that pressure because the scientific evidence said that would not have been good for our energy and our climate.
Right, but when you make these decisions on what makes sense, do you factor in all the environmental costs, for example, the transport costs associated with bringing in the fuel? And it adds up in your view?
We do. Well, it's David Mackay's view. It's not my view. His model, which I supported the research and help him commission that work, shows that there are these some wood that would otherwise not be used, which is good to burn, but there is other wood which is bad to burn. And so it's really important that we are scientific on this. David played a huge role. And what he did actually with renewable energy is help us get the costs down so that future governments can go green at cheaper costs. My real worry is the Conservatives are misleading Parliament, they're misleading the public, they're telling people the green budget is overspent, it isn't. They're telling people that renewable costs are not falling when they are falling. And they're even considering breaking the law. A leaked letter from the Energy Minister the other day showed that Conservative ministers are considering breaking the law. This is an outrage, actually. Should be people really cross, because it will result in people's bills going up and the fight against climate change not being taken seriously.
Ed Davey, thank you very much. And the Costing the Earth is on Radio 4 at 3:30 this afternoon, where you can hear more of what David Mackay told Tom Heath. Thank you.